Hello, everyone. This is take two of the Focus webinar. Take one, we had a couple technical glitches, mostly that I forgot to hit record. So this is just me talking to the camera and pulling up some old questions that we had coming throughout the webinar. That's why occasionally you'll see me looking back at my screen in order to be able to kind of keep my notes in order as well as answer any questions that came up the pertinent time, so that way it seems to flow more smoothly. And once again, I'm going to be doing this in one take, no edits, so this should be interesting. Let's hope there's not too much in the way of stumbling over my words. I was up late last night preserving peaches from the orchard, and we made, I think it came out to 12 half pints of peach preserve, the jam, and then the rest of the peaches we sliced up and put in the dehydrator. We were up till nearly midnight, and my bedtime is usually 10, and I usually get up at around 5:30, 6 in the morning, which means today I'm very tired. The accent may get thicker than normal. I have my tea, so let's see what happens. Regardless, take two of the Focus webinar. This is actually a really opportune time to do this because I'm not in the best of forms. Normally when you guys see me on the live webinars, I'm bouncy, I'm happy. If you show up early, you'll get me doing some hand sewing, things like that. Today is very low key. I have all of the lights on in my home office trying to stay awake. So it'll be interesting. So the first thing to know about focusing with the ultimate focus in staying on top of your work, is to know yourself. Know what makes you feel great, when you're at your best throughout the day, know your limits, and know when you need to recharge. So clearly, things like this, staying up late, is not what makes me feel the best. Going to bed early, getting a full 8 hours of sleep, that makes me feel good. But what are the limits? See, I pushed it last night because peaches. I don't know if you've ever tasted a tree ripened peach, but they're amazing. They're very sweet. They're very peachy flavored. And you don't want them to go rotten. So when grandma had a bunch of them cut up and they were going and she just didn't have time to preserve them and turn them into jam, she gave a bunch of them to us. And so I pushed my limits, knowing that I could function throughout the day, maybe at not top form, but I could do it. Now, if I would have, say, gone to bed later than midnight, I definitely would have not been able to record this webinar today, and I might have had to put it off till tomorrow simply because I probably would be staring at the camera forlornly, not knowing what was going on. But at that rate, when during the day are you at your best? Are you a morning person? Are you most alert in the afternoon? Are you most alert in the evening? So when I ask that, it's mostly because there are people that are, first thing in the morning, they're wide awake, they're ready to go. Sometimes you can be one of those people and other times you're not. Other days, in the afternoon, you're going to get that afternoon slump. And other people, they know that they're most effective practically at the last minute in the day. That's my husband. I'm the morning person, so we're like the complete opposite of each other. And when you know these things about yourself, you'll be able to take care of yourself a little bit, but also be able to schedule things that are that you need to do. So for example, if you've got a very, very, very important sales call to make, or perhaps you're talking to the people that are trying to sell you a really expensive machine, and you're tired, you're dragging, it's first thing in the morning, are you going to make wise decisions? Or are you just going to be like, yeah, whatever, let me sign the paper so I can go back to just staring at the wall? Or are you going to be able to are you going to be able to ask the good questions that make sure that you are doing the right thing for you? Those are the things that you need to consider, so that way if you've got a high pressure appointment and you need to make sure you're on your best form, make sure that you try to schedule it as best as you can within that time frame that you are at your most best. For me, that would probably be middle of the beginning of the afternoon, really, right after lunch, because I'm usually have a lot of energy, but not in the late afternoon when I'm ready to go home and my brain's just done for. But what do you need to do to recharge throughout the day? So if it's a daily thing, for example, that afternoon slump, are you good with just a cup of tea and to sit in a brightly lit room for a while? Or do you need to go for a walk? What do you need to do to recharge daily, weekly, monthly, etc.? These are the things that when you know what you need specifically, how often you need them, you can integrate them into your lifestyle as well as plan around them in order to have the most focus you can. Now, that's the surface thing. And I'd like to recommend a book to you. It's called Your Oxygen Mask First. I'll have it linked in the webinar notes. But I got this as a free book off Amazon when they were doing some sort of promotional thing. I want to say about 2 years ago. I'm still slowly weeding my way through the book. But it has, in the forefront, in the first few chapters, it has a lot of great ideas on how you can think about what you need to be able to do to make sure that you're operating at your top form. And that means like scheduling things outside of work as well as in work that can help you stay on top of the things that you need to do. For example, what makes you feel good during one single day? For some people, it's having one cup of coffee, but if they have three, they're done for. Knowing these sorts of things help. How often do you need to do physical exercise? I'm the type of person that I have to exercise every single day or my ADHD goes absolutely insane. Other people are good with 3 days a week. Some people, they need to go hardcore once a week, but every other day they could go, you know, a bit of just for a quick walk and they're fine. And these are things that you need to take into consideration, as well as how often do you need to take a vacation and completely unplug so that way when you come back, you have a long-term stamina to do the things that you need to do to go forward in life in all forms, whether it's career, personal, family, spiritual, whatever you need to do. And some of the things that you might want to consider are your sleeping habits. So in the questions things we had, we were talking about what kinds of things that you might want to consider. And for that, it might be how many hours do you need to sleep? If it's like you need to take into consideration what you eat, the timing that you eat. And if there's a time that you have a sweet tooth, when is it? And if you don't get it, what happens? Going for a walk or exercising. Hobbies, you know, things that you can do here and there to kind of make yourself feel like a more complete human being so that way you actually can focus on things throughout the day. And of course, family time and other things like that. How often and how much do you need these things? I'm going to choose, say, family time for me. Travis and I, my husband and I, we spend dinner tonight together every night. I usually cook. He cleans up the dishes, but in between, we have dinner together, talk about our days, and then we'll maybe listen to an audiobook together or watch maybe something that takes like 30 minutes or so like that, and we maybe watch that, or we do some crafting type things, some hobbies together for about a half hour, and then we both desperately need alone time to unplug. So after that, we both go do our own thing for several hours, and then we come back at the end of the night, because that's what helps us to unplug and be the best versions of ourselves that we can within the limits of having the daily grind and jobs and people that you don't necessarily work well with. Those sorts of things really do help. We already did the sharpest piece of mind. What makes you feel like you're at your limit? And that was a thing that we got to talking about, was things that can make you feel at your limit. Like if you're stressed from big jobs that are going on, for example, or like too much on your plate or anything of that nature, it's a lot trickier to kind of say, where's my limit at? Like last night, I told you that we stayed up late, but I'm still ticking away today pretty well. And I don't feel that great, but I feel like I really did push the limits there. And everybody will come up with their own thing, and it depends on a lot of different factors. For example, one night I could stay up till 11:30, 12 o'clock doing relatively mundane things like reading, and I won't feel exhausted. But last night we were actively working in the kitchen, preserving the peaches, making jam, making dehydrating the peaches and getting them in the dehydrator. And so there was a lot of on your feet movement and a lot of physical activities going on, which can make you feel more exhausted. But then there's also those things that just kind of niggle at you. For example, I don't like my place being a mess, and you wouldn't be able to tell with his desk right there, because my husband is a very, very messy person. And I have that behind me, so I don't see it. But if you were to see my desk, it looks somewhat cluttered, but everything is organized, and thus I'm able to focus a little bit. If it's very disorganized, I can't do it. I need to clean before I can actually focus and work. So limits can also be something that's more intangible like this. And of course, limits can also be something like food prepping and preparation for the upcoming week. I know people that cannot function well if they haven't done the food prep properly, you know, and gotten all that stuff done and ready before the next week begins. I also know other people who cannot function if they haven't jotted down their mind in their diaries and things of that nature, because they just need to do a mental dump and just get it out. So what kind of things might be a limit for you? Like, what kind of things make you go, oh no, I can't work with that? And those are things that you kind of need to take into consideration so you can work with them. For example, if you're the type of person that needs to food prep, but yet you're going out of town for, say, a wedding or birthday party or something like that, so you've got your family time, which helps you feel more connected, but then you've got the necessity to do food prepping. So you have to rearrange your schedule so you meet both of those criteria and those things to be able to help yourself. And of course, you can always enlist everybody else's help around you in order to be able to get things done. And of course, we also brainstormed a list of things that made us feel recharged. And you kind of want to have an arsenal of these things. For example, we had hiking, going for a bike ride, watching a movie, knitting or crocheting, you know, those sorts of things. Hobbies, shooting. Somebody in our group likes to do rifle shooting and sharp shooting. And things of that nature. But then you ask yourself, okay, of these things that help me feel recharged, if my schedules are busy or the weather doesn't work with me, what other thing can I do to help stay recharged? And how often do you need to recharge? On a normal week, on stressful weeks, on holiday weeks, on the absolutely crazy weeks when everybody's pulling at your attention? These things are necessary to know what you need to do in order to kind of create this area of focus so that way you can really, really work. So, in summary, knowing the things such as what makes you feel good, when you're at your best throughout the day, what your limits are, and when you need, what you can do to recharge and how often, and all of these things are different. You need to know these so you can help structure your schedule or work with limitations to create the best environment for you to focus in. And remember, we're all about ultimate focus and productivity. So how can you get this for yourself? Go through these things, the list of the exercises. Ask yourself what makes you feel great. And write a list. What time do you feel at your best throughout the day? Keep kind of an organized idea throughout a couple weeks to see if it's mostly in the morning, mostly in the afternoon. If your Mondays are really easy, but your Fridays are just terrible, or your sharpest Wednesday, you know, middle of the week, what days of the week even are you at your top form, so that way you would know when to schedule things that need a lot of focus. Know what your limitations are, and also on top of that, how you can work with them. So, example, as you guys know, I'm a neat person. If my lab is a disaster area. We've just got really busy. There's things all over the place. How could I cope with that? Well, first of all, I'm a chemist. So tendencies to, I read everything and then I put them up where they belong. And as I'm, chemistry is a game of hurry up and wait. So you put things in the hood, they're waiting to do their thing, and then I'd be cleaning. And this is just how I personally cope with it. But if I didn't have that opportunity, I could say, okay, well, I don't have the opportunity to clean now because I have to go to this business meeting. Then I can then put this in the hood, go to the meeting, and I'm ignoring the mess for the time being. But then to recharge, I can then go for a quick walk, come back and clean, you know, those sorts of things. And what you need to do to recharge, get a list, keep it nearby, make sure you schedule these things in so that way you feel recharged at pretty much as many often as you can. So that way you're at your top form far more often than you aren't. And that, my friends, is how you work with ultimate focus. It's kind of interesting because it's not a set a timer. It has nothing to do with my beloved little time cubes here. Instead, it's all about being able to know yourself, work with things, and continue to work with things throughout your life. Limits will change. Things that make you happy and recharge will change. Go with the flow. You'll like it, trust me. And when you're having really off days like I am today, it makes you feel a lot better to say, I still can accomplish that because I worked with everything and I have it down. With that, as always, if you have any questions, this will be in a post, comment sections, and that will be open. You're welcome to ask questions. I'll get notified and I can answer, but then anybody else who's in the Psy business community will also be able to ask questions and answer yours. We can all help each other. Till next month. Next month, I've actually forgotten what next month's video will be. Conducting great interviews, a request from somebody who wants to be able to do podcasting and do interviews. So we'll get to that. Till then, ciao.